Of course Jesus was going to save Lazarus. Martha had seen Jesus heal so many people before. Why wouldn't he save her brother? It was one of Jesus' best friends. I mean, it was that simple. So when Lazarus got sick, Martha and her sister Mary sent word to Jesus, "Your servant is sick." And of course Jesus would come. They sat together in the house, and they sang old songs, and they talked as Lazarus coughed, and as the sisters took care of him. "Jesus will be here in the morning. Don't worry." But Jesus wasn't there in the morning, and Lazarus got worse. "Don't worry. Jesus is coming," Martha reminded Mary and Lazarus. "He's coming. It'll be okay." But as the sun set that night, and Lazarus labored to breathe, Jesus didn't come. And when the sun rose, Lazarus was dead. No, Jesus would come. Martha had heard he had even raised the dead. He'd saved that little girl. So if Jesus comes this morning, it'll be okay. Of course it will. But he didn't come. And that night, when they wrapped her brother's body and placed it in a tomb, Jesus still hadn't come. And the next day, as Mary and Martha mourned, Jesus didn't come. And the next day, he didn't come. Finally, on the fourth day, when her brother had been dead for 4 days, as Martha's home was filled with people there mourning as she took care of them and her sister, finally, she heard that Jesus was coming into town. And she got up, and she marched out to greet him. And as soon as she saw him standing in the street, the dust on his sandals from the road, his followers around him, she marched up to him, and she said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know, that even now God will give you whatever you ask." And Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." I know he'll rise again in the resurrection on the last day. And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" And Martha's anger was spent. She felt so empty. But she knew. "Yes, Lord," she told him. "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." Well, Jesus wanted to give his respects to Lazarus. And so Martha and a whole crowd of mourners and Mary, they all went out to the tomb. And Jesus wept. And then he asked for the stone to be rolled away from the tomb. And Martha was there. "No, Lord, no. By this time, there's a bad odor, for he's been in there 4 days. I don't want to remember my brother like this. I don't want to. Lord, you were already late. Don't do this to me, too." But Jesus answered, Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? And then they rolled away the stone like Jesus asked. And Jesus looked up at the sky, and he said, Father, I thank you that you've heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. And then Jesus looked at the open tomb, and he called out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! And Martha fell to her knees. She sobbed as her brother walked out of the tomb alive. She had been so angry. But Jesus knew what he was doing. Brothers, sisters, sometimes we are angry with God because we're in the middle of our story. But Jesus knows what he's doing. And in the midst of our anger, he reminds us that yes, he is the resurrection and the life. He who believes in him will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in him will never die.